just love that locomotion song.
Do the locomotion.
Chugga, 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 band dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I hope you're in your recording room, because I'm sure your wife would be giving you a look like, what the hell are those boys doing?
Yeah, I am. She's watching Seven.
Oh, jeez, that's a good movie to fall asleep to. Holy mackerel.
Look, we don't care around here, okay? We do whatever we want.
No, you guys are hardened criminals. Mm-hmm. I wish I was that way.
Mm-hmm. So, Discord hates me, I guess, so I guess that's done.
Aw, don't say that. We gotta try it again.
Yeah, we'll try it again at some point. It was working so well, and all of a sudden it just quit working.
I thought it was your default settings again.
No, it's not, because I checked them.
Aw, drat. Discord, you let us down.
Let us down, bro. Let us down. But yeah. I don't like Skype, though, because I get some, like, a little static every now and then from whoever I'm talking to.
Yeah, was that what you used with Colin Bunn?
Yep.
Yeah, I hear that on other podcasts too, and I always wonder what the heck that is. Like, are people, like for me, sometimes I like to get up and walk around, so I get that some places might be better than others to visit. But if people are just sitting down and Skype has that weird feedback, oh boy, not good.
Not good at all. And see, I know it's not me, I'm wired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're,
so
you're in your pewter.
I'm on my pewter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did have to. Yeah. I had to turn my VPN off.
Oh no! You can't download your porn right now. That's
well,
what you're telling me.
Discord won't let me place a call if I'm on my VPN.
Dang it!
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one bad thing, dude. Like, if I want to watch Netflix or something on the computer, I've got to turn it off.
Well, that ain't right. We never want you to turn it off. Come on now.
You know, once it's out, you gotta leave it out.
You gotta leave it out.
We can't use it again. That was last episode.
No, but it's a goodie.
It is a goodie. You're right.
Hey, but, yes. One quick trailer that I sometimes wish I have HBO. Did you see that Robin Williams documentary trailer?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Good God, that's like right up there with that Fred Rogers trailer.
Yeah?
It just elicits an emotion in you. I mean, Fred Rogers elicited more of like a childhood memory, almost ready to cry watching it. Where Robin Williams elicits like, oh man, remember how fun his shows used to be and his comedy and when he was on Letterman and oh gosh, that was just like, it just harkens you back to like, that was sort of fun. Like, this is the emotions that he brought you, you know? So, and it just seems like documentaries on HBO, they've been hitting home runs with, so.
All right, I'll check it out when I get a chance.
Yeah.
When I get a chance. I did watch Snowden last night. That was a bad idea.
Was that the HBO one?
No.
Or was that the
movie?
Third Rock from the Sun dude?
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, the Oliver Stone paranoid one.
Yep. It was fantastic.
Yeah, can't fall asleep after that. That's worse than Seven.
Yep.
that's our government, guys.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah. And what a snow job on him.
Snow job. You're right. So,
holy mackerel, did the media go after him?
They sure
like,
did.
Wow. Okay.
They sure did. I'm currently taking one of my old phones and putting not Android on it. For testing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. But of course, I put my VPN on my phone now too.
Smart.
Yeah,
smart.
And I don't use one of the services. I run my own VPN.
Of course you do. You're baller.
Mm-hmm. It's funny too because we went to pick Reagan up. She was at my in-laws all week, and we went to pick her up today and met at the Taco Bell. And so of course we had nacho fries.
Yeah, dog.
Reagan, myself, and my wife had nacho fries. And we were talking about something, and my mother-in-law was saying they watched some movie, I can't remember what it was, on Kodi. And my wife said something about stuff on Kodi not being legal, and my father-in-law's like, oh no, like he's like, I looked it up. He's like, you can't, downloading is illegal, but streaming is perfectly legal. And I was like, streaming copyrighted content is not perfectly legal.
Uh-oh.
I was like, trust me, I received a letter from my ISP many years ago about this very thing. And, we started talking. I was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. I was like, you know, the whole house is, in Canada. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, we're all in Canada. So I pulled up my phone because my VPN's running on the phone. And I was like, see, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I was like, everybody's in Canada. And he's like, yeah, I use a VPN too. he's very paranoid.
I was expecting you to say, and then the father-in-law said, well, Robert in accounting said that that's okay as long as we're streaming it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. You mean that legal expert in accounting. Yeah, wink, wink, wink.
Yep. So, yeah. Good times.
That's good. That's fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch, I think it's a Netflix original. It might be Netflix original. It might not be. I'm not sure. But it's a show that just premiered on Netflix called Extreme Interiors?
No.
Oh, dude. I understand, you know, you might poo-poo this, but going back to what you just said, like, you want to set up your phone to not have Android on. A guy on one of the episodes, he purchased bunkers that the U.S. had set up, like, in whenever it was, the 50s, 60s,
mm-hmm.
When they were testing bombs. And he purchased, and they weren't testing bombs on these bunkers. They were just like, well, if the Cold War goes down, we have these bunkers in a remote location away from major cities. And they would never say where they were. But in my head, I'm like, this has to be like Southwest. This has to be. And then all of a sudden, after they went and redid these bunkers, because what the guy wanted to do, he wanted to sell all these bunkers as like high end living quarters for when the shit goes down. So all of a sudden, the end, when you're going back to see the before after, they're driving in and yet you still have no clue where it is. But there's tons of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the before looked like a desert. The after looked like like a snowy terrain. So I'm like, where the hell is this place? And I'm like, this has got to be Nebraska or something. Like, this, I can't figure this out. But there's no grass, but yet it looks like a desert on the before. I was like, very, very confused, but like, hey, I'm sure people are going to buy this shit. The only problem with these extreme interiors, like, he was going to flip. You never knew how much he was asking for these interiors. Yeah, yeah. But they looked sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, Nick, was San Diego Comic-Con.
I know. Every nerd's orgasm.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. So we should talk about some of the stuff from SC Comic Con. What do you think?
Yeah, I would love to hear some of the stuff.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I didn't pay attention.
You didn't pay attention?
No. What? San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, man. You didn't pay attention when Mr. King was, everyone was dressed in white with masks on. And all of a sudden in my head, I'm like, that's season two of Hulu's original series.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one about the cult.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched the second season yet. Have you watched it?
I haven't either. I burned out on it. I don't know why.
Yeah,
the first
me
season
too.
Was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer for the second brought nothing to the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's too bad.
Maybe I'll give it another shot. But I will say the Tom King, what that whole thing was about, like him just describing his book, his event. That event sounds pretty cool.
Oh, the Heroes in Crisis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Rob's tweet?
No.
So, I'm assuming Chris Campbell posted on the Gotham by Geeks Twitter account a link to, like, some takeaways from the panel. And I didn't read it, but Rob's tweet was, they better not kill Wally, which I think they're going to kill Wally.
Oh, no. Did you see Jeff Johns talking about Stargirl?
I saw a little bit on the DC All Access video, but that's about it.
Okay. Is that going to be a comic book or is that supposed to be a series?
It's a series on something.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're going to do a comic too. because he's doing it with his new studio.
If you ain't gonna give me Starman, you know what? I'll take Stargirl, especially by Geoff Johns.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'm down with that.
Definitely,
I'm down with that. But yeah. We'll see. There were quite a few trailers. I know Aaron and Ronnie recorded about the DC ones already. That came out today, as of our recording. Sunday, as of the time this comes out.
Legionnaires, get off the summer hammock and go listen to DC Absolute Podcast, because it's pretty good talking about the trailers.
It was pretty good. I'll give them
they
that.
They're hyper-focused on the DC content that I certainly couldn't bring to the table. They are quite knowledgeable, both those boys.
Yes, they are. So where do you want to start? Because there's quite a few. There's some we're not going to talk about because I didn't watch them, like the CW trailers. Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. I watched one CW trailer.
Tell me you watched the one I watched.
Which one did you watch?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Incorrect.
What?
I watched Legacy or Legacies.
All right. Can I ask you a question about Legacies?
Yes.
Did Legacies have a dragon in it?
No.
Did Legacies have John Constantine in it?
No.
Did Legacies have, and I ain't joking, did Legacies have a unicorn in 1960?
No.
You know, that's Legends of Tomorrow.
Let me tell you something.
I've never watched a minute of this dumb show. It's fantastic. This dumb show. I know. All my buddies are raving about it, and I'm like, no, it's too far ahead. No, I miss so much. Forget about it. I'm telling you, this trailer had a lot of stuff that I was just like, this is so dumb. Oh my God, this is dumb. But holy Christ, and you know me, I am a sucker for heart and emotions.
Uh-huh.
And it had its emotions and like goofiness right on its sleeve. Like they weren't and I love that they weren't saving a world. They weren't doing all this BS like the universe is collapsing, which hey, maybe the entire season will be about universes collapsing. I don't know. All I know is John Constantine brought a dragon head, a decapitated dragon head in one scene. And then the next scene was a unicorn in 1968. Mm-hmm, Sign
me up. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved it.
You know, now that you mentioned the dragon, I did see, I must have seen something. Oh, I know what it was. I watched the DC All Access. That was like a CW recap. It was like a 10-minute video. Recapping like all the stuff that's coming. So they talked about like the Batwoman thing. They talked about what else did they talk about? I don't know. That's what I remember. The Batwoman thing. Because of course there's gonna be a Batwoman TV show.
Interesting.
Which we kinda knew that was coming because they announced Batman was gonna be in the event that CW is doing, whenever that is. December, October, whatever. Sometime in the fall. And it's gonna have Batwoman in it. Well, now they announced that they're gonna do a TV show, I guess in 2019. And I find that pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I did see some of the stuff you're talking about.
Did you see the new season of Supergirl? Did you see any bit of that?
No. I mean, they had some bits and pieces of it, like Brainiac 5 coming back and all that, but that's about it.
Because the part I saw was it looked like it was based on Red Sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which I'm good with that. But isn't that kind of similar to what they did? I don't know if you watch the CW stuff. But they did Overgirl last season.
Mm, okay.
So isn't that kind of the same thing?
Maybe it was successful and they wanted to retouch it without going to Overgirl again.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm down with that. Yeah. I'm in. Count me in. Yeah, that looked good. I did see the dragon thing that you're talking about since you mentioned it. So yeah, well, you know what? Whatever. Like, I don't need to watch a trailer for Legends because Legends is the best show on TV. So I'm going to watch it anyway.
Wow, even better than the 100?
All right, maybe the second best show on TV.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Corrected.
But yeah, so those are pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Where's my list?
Do you want me just to start naming off stuff? Or do you have a specific order?
Oh, wait, no, we need to continue with the legacies.
Okay, so, yeah.
So what I did is I did a SDCC 2018 trailer search on YouTube, and that way I could see all the trailers that came out in case I had missed anything. And I saw Legacy's trailer, and I was like, well, what the hell is that? So I clicked on it. I put it on my queue, and I went through all the trailers, watched all of them. And it gets to it, and then immediately I wanted to turn it off. But I actually ended up watching it, and I'm probably not going to watch the show. Because it starts off with, what was it like, in 2013 or in 2003 or whatever it was. Like, this show came, oh, Vampire Diaries came out. And then in 2000 something else, the first spinoff, The Originals, came out. Now we have this new show, Legacies. And I was like, well, F word. Mm. It's another CW vampire show. But, but it looks pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but yeah, so I watched that trailer. That was a thing.
Did you watch the Supernatural trailer?
I did not.
Okay. Cause I only watched like half of it, but I've never seen 1 minute of Supernatural. But wow, does it look like they're spending money on Supernatural. There's some stuff going down in that trailer.
Yeah. No, I have never watched a single episode of Supernatural.
Okay. Just curious.
So I didn't care to. But yeah, so Legacies, that was a thing. It reminded me of a few other things, so I may check it out. Yeah, but it was a little Harry Potter, you know? And I had just finished watching the new Fantastic Beasts trailer, so, mm-hmm. like, that was better Harry Potter than Legacies was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you get to watch that trailer?
I did.
And what'd you think?
I thought it was better than the teaser trailer in the theaters that I saw.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that was already a trailer.
Well, it was like a little teaser, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw some of the bits, but considering, okay, just putting this on Front Street. I went to Harry Potter 1. It was all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Went to 2, fell asleep. Went to 3, fell asleep. Decided, I'm not this market. This film is not for me. Obviously, I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then this God-blessed Fantastic Beasts rolls around. And everything I've ever seen, all those trailers, all the making of for the first one, I don't understand. Do I not like J.K. Rowling? I can't figure it out. But I like everything I saw from the first movie. But I still was like, I fell asleep during Harry Potter. Why would I ever waste my time? No. But now seeing the official trailer that we just watched, I really want to see this movie for whatever reason. I think I like the world.
Yeah, I think I do too. It doesn't feel... All right, there's Harry Potter listening, so please put your hands over your ears and do not listen to what I'm about to say.
Yeah, go stare at a picture of Hermione.
Harry Potter was not very good. You know what I mean? It's definitely meant for the children, as we say.
You know what is good with Harry Potter? The directors that they got.
I was going to say avocado toast, but okay, yes, the directors.
Yeah, but I think the story and I don't know. It just isn't my universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what did you think of the trailer?
I actually enjoyed it, and I don't even know what it was, because some of the magic stuff actually looks really cool. Like how they nightcrawler the shit out of each other, like in and out of places, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that, and it almost gives me that like golden age of comics feel, you know, like it's almost like it's set in the 30s, maybe even the early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that era. I love the fashion and the dress, the hairstyles. I love everything about that. And,
you expect it looks like it's set in, like Sandman Mystery Theater.
Yes.
Like Guy Davis is drawing it.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And yep. Johnny Depp looks really awesome in it.
Does he though?
I think he looks just strange enough. Like, you know, as soon as the first second of that trailer, you're like, oh, this mother effer has to be the bad guy. Like, it should be Jude Law. Like,
sure, when yeah.
When was the last time you saw him in a movie? But it was like, oh, okay, Johnny Depp, all right.
Uh-huh.
You know what I loved about it? And I'm sure they're CGI. But I sort of like the Muppet design creatures.
Yeah, those little demon magic cats.
Yeah.
They were awesome looking.
As well
looking.
As that big, like, dragon-looking thing with the mouth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, I was very surprised, but I really enjoyed the trailer quite a bit. I don't like Johnny Depp in it. I think it's the blonde hair. It just does not look good to me.
Oh, I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it looked really bad.
No, I liked it.
Interesting. I do like Johnny Depp though, regardless of whatever happened with his ex-wife or whatever. Whatever that deal was. I still like him. I think his, what movie was that? The Alice in Wonderland movies? God, I think they're so good. I love both of them.
I thought you were going to say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nah, that's okay.
Not so much.
That's okay. His character is interesting, but the movies are meh.
He always tries to find a character.
He does. That he does. But yeah, I was surprised. I thought about going to see the first one now. I'm sure it's streaming
that's actually,
now, yeah?
That's actually what my wife said too. After watching the trailer, she was like, I think we need to sit and watch that, the first one. Because I might want to go see that. And I just looked at her, I'm like, I'll go with you, but if I fall asleep, do not wake me up. Just let me sleep. And she was like, oh, okay. Because usually she'll nudge me like, hey, we spent money for you to watch them. But at this point, she knows like, nah, if Nick falls asleep, that means he absolutely does not want to see this.
Yep. So Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is on HBO. So I'm going to do an HBO trial.
Damn it.
Matter of fact, you know what? I need to do an HBO trial anyway because Westworld is over and I got to watch that.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yep. Smart. Although I heard this new season's not very good, but whatever.
Ah, do you listen to other people? Come on.
That's true. I don't even listen to myself, so. Yeah. All right, so yeah, Fantastic Beasts. Interesting. I'm gonna check it out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna watch that movie this week at some point. Why don't you pick the next trailer for discussion?
You know what? I think I want to bippity bappity boo out the Aquaman trailer.
Wow! Already so soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have plenty of good stuff.
Oh yeah.
But what did you think of the Aquaman trailer?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I don't think it's as dark as all the other DC movies we've seen, and I'm going to recap that when we talk about a different trailer, but it was not as dark. There's definitely a lot of humor, but still a lot of action and very big, gigantic CGI bombastic action, and I think it's going to be an entertaining movie. Is it going to be as Marvel as one of the other ones that we're going to talk about? Probably not, but I think it'll be maybe a little more popular than what we've had so far.
Couldn't agree more. I was watching this with my wife, and as soon as Aquaman came on screen, she was like, ugh, I do not like Jason Momoa. And I immediately was like, shh. Like, I gotta hear this shit. Like, come on. This is my childhood. So we both watched, and she goes, what do you think of that? And I just said, all I want is something that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the very depths of the ocean. I want to see like human-like fish people wearing armor. I want to see like almost like Lord of the Rings, big operatic action. That's sort of what I'm expecting from Aquaman. I don't expect it to be a quiet film.
Yeah.
And I sort of got that. And I liked the beginning of it. I thought there was some interesting bits to it. All of the fish in the aquarium bit, but you sort of have to do that. You have to do something like that.
See, I kind of like that bit.
Yeah, I liked it.
I kind of like
that
bit.
It's a good way to do it.
It's a good way to do an origin story without spending too much time in it.
Yeah, because you know that'll be like 3 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Absolutely. Yeah.
You're in, you're out. There's Jason Momoa with his shirt off. So it was good. And Black Manta looks pretty badass. So.
Black Manta looks fantastic, dude.
Yeah.
One bit in the trailer when he's shooting at Aquaman and blows that tower up and Aquaman's diving into the sea. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
It did get a little outrageous towards the end of the trailer when they show the fights, the war scene under the water. With like the sharks and the whatever else, like fighting each other. Okay. You're like, all right, guys, I gotcha.
Yeah, that was the Lord of the Rings bit for me. I just hope it's Lord of the Rings and not Transformers, where there's so much chaos on screen that my eyes sort of dilate and I stop trying to look at one thing on screen because 300 things are happening on screen and I don't get to see any of them because my eyes are out of focus at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when there's so much chaos and it's digital chaos that you can't tell what's going on because everything is going too fast.
Yeah.
That's what I hope doesn't happen.
Yep. I gotcha. Makes sense to me.
But it looks cool.
It does.
And I love the quiet scenes of him talking and then you see like his hair moving slowly behind him because they're underwater. I think that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm excited.
I think it looks good. I think, what's her name? Amanda Heard? Beard? Heard?
Sure.
Whatever her name is. I think she looks great as Mira.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fantastic as Mira.
And I'm a little happy that Black Manta, I hope Black Manta is in it the entire time. I'm a little happy that they didn't just take, who was Geoff Johns in like the first couple volumes? What was the villain that he created for Aquaman?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
It was like The Depth or something like that.
The Depth?
Yeah, it was some corny-ass name. I'm just happy that they use his brother and Black Man. You know, like, I'm happy they're going back to, like, Aquaman's villain. That's exciting.
Yep, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. The next one I want to talk about, let's see. Let's talk about Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You're that excited about it?
Yeah.
All right, tell me why you're excited about Godzilla.
I hate to say it, it's not going to be as exciting as that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see Godzilla's, like, all of his villains, you know, like, oh, there's Rodan. Oh, there's... And they're all, like, covered in smoke and ash, and you barely can see, like, oh, that's the way that should be, yeah. But then they're going to start fighting each other. Oh, damn it. But that trailer was pretty cool.
Yeah, the trailer looks good. You know what it reminded me of? And I don't know how fair this might be because it's the same actress, but it almost like gave me that Stranger Things feel.
That's just because it's that actress. Come on.
You think that's what it was? But yeah. No, I think they purposely chose to do certain things in that movie to reflect that. And yes, the fact that it's the same actress, what's her name? 7 or 9, whatever. Six. Anyways, she's got a number. Whatever her number is, she's the lead of the movie. And there's a lot of stuff that reminds me of it. I don't know if you watch Stranger Things. But you know, like when they go into the Upside Down and you have like these monsters, especially in season 2, mm-hmm. where like all these devil dog monsters are popping out of the portal and attacking kids and whatever. Mm-hmm. It definitely reminded me a little bit of that, but more epic, right? Cause it's a big screen movie, but everything they showed is so very, it's everything's so dark.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And,
but doesn't that sort of make sense though? When like, Godzilla or whatever monster is coming out of the earth, wouldn't you think that there should be a lot of soot and ash and like, you know, it's like it's justified in my head. It sort of is justified, and it's one of those things like I don't want to see everybody like perfectly dolled up and clean. Like this is the end of the world. Like this shit should look dirty.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll give it to you.
But you know the red flag for this?
What's that?
This movie? Hmm. It's directed by Michael Dougherty, and I just IMDb'd him. Mm-hmm. The last project he directed was 2015 Krampus. And before that was 2011, a short for Trick or Treat Making Friends. 2011.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean anything, though. I mean, look at Trachtenberg. His first movie was 10 Cloverfield Lane, and that was a mm-hmm. fantastic movie.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I'm just saying, maybe
I'm okay
maybe
with that.
Well, 7 definitely looks like she is right now. Like, they didn't film it during season 1 of Stranger Things. She looks like she does now.
Correct.
So that's why it's like, oh, 2015, maybe they've been doing this Godzilla movie since then. I don't think that's the case.
Hmm. All right, fair enough.
But now, it looks good. I'm excited. Like, the creatures look pretty cool.
Yeah, and Godzilla looks like the original one from the 60s, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've done so many Godzilla movies. And why do they keep doing them is what I want to know, right? Because it's like every few years you get a new Godzilla movie nowadays. Like, there's got to be something with the license, right, where they need to do it. Like Wonder Woman.
Right.
Like, DC's got to do a Wonder Woman comic, or they lose the rights to publish Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know now they're not going to do that with the damn movie.
Right. Yeah, I can see that for sure. But I do like Kyle Chandler, and I like Vera Farmiga.
Yep.
Yeah, those two, I mean, they have some good actors in it, and I thought even the, like, Kyle looking at Vera Farmiga's character and pretty much was like, what did you do? Like, I don't know what happened. Obviously she must have elicited, like, these creatures to come up from the depths and wake up and come up for whatever reason. But it was still like, ooh, that's interesting. Cause usually as soon as Godzilla appears, then it's just like, okay, how many like planes is he going to smack down and buildings is he going to destroy? Okay. Like, the story goes right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that isn't the case.
I agree. But yeah, it was interesting. Good trailer. I don't know if I'm going to watch it yet.
I think I'm going to be watching that as a rental type.
Yeah. I think that would be the case as well.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be jumping on board anytime quick.
All right. I'll let you pick the next trailer then.
I think we need to go, to TV, because okay. I've been dying to hear your thoughts on the Purge USA Network, Purge TV, 10 episode part for Purge TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nick Wetmore.
Mm-hmm.
I still have not seen the latest one. What's it called? The first Purge?
However,
I am a big fan of the original Purge film and the not as good The Purge 2 election year.
Sure.
I do really love those movies. I don't know if you've seen them. Probably not, because they're a little not your thing.
I will say I love the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see a trailer of any kind regarding The Purge, I totally understand the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great concept. And even this 10-part USA thing, of course my wife's next to me and she immediately is like, oh, hell no. And then she's like, why does everything have to be so violent? I don't get this. And I'm like, because violence is selling right now.
Absolutely.
What don't you get? Yeah.
Absolutely.
People love Walking Dead. Why wouldn't they love to see The Purge?
Yes. So, I don't know. The trailer looks interesting. I think I prefer this kind of thing. Not in a TV show. I think I prefer them in movies, right? Cause I think by doing a TV show, even if it's a short 10 episode event series, right? For me, I think that story works better in a 2-hour movie. And I don't think any of the characters that I've ever seen have ever been interesting enough that I want to see them for 10 episodes, right? And it's the same production company and everything working on this. So my assumption is that it's basically like watching the Purge films.
See, this shocks me. I thought you would be completely 180 on that.
Hmm.
I thought this would excite you because now they have 10 hours. And you know it's not going to be about the Purge. The events are going – it's just like Walking Dead. It's going to be all about the characters and their motivations.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, as you liking the concept, I would just assume that you would totally eat up, like, yeah, parts of it are going to be a little violent, or they're going to have flashbacks to other purges during the first 5 episodes, because the purge isn't going to happen, and you know that night's not going to happen in the first episode.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So they still have to throw in the violence, I would assume.
Yeah, do you think, since you're speaking of that, do you think it looked like maybe too much for USA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
All right.
It looked real dark. It looked really like it was some disturbing ass TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't let my, like, 13-year-old niece watch it. Ooh, no. But can you not also see that be at like 9, 10 o'clock? Like that's something on USA. USA can easily be like, we're going to air this at 10 o'clock when adults are on.
Yeah.
And people will be like, yeah, of course. Let me set my DVR. Like they don't care.
Yeah, no, it's got to be on late.
Yeah.
This is past prime time.
God, it looked so creepy.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, mm-hmm. we'll see. Like I'm gonna watch it, right? Because I'm a fan of that franchise. Yeah. But I don't know, man.
But doesn't that excite you that it's sort of like the barrier between like, oh, this is a film and this is TV or this is streaming completely blurred now?
Well, isn't that kind of where we have to go nowadays?
Yeah. I'm just glad to see Hollywood's finally seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think we're seeing it in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if we should get into the DC Universe thing now since kind of it fits into this conversation.
Sure.
But it almost seems like you need to do multimedia now. You cannot do just the one thing, right? So if you're doing, like, you're seeing it with, like, Stranger Things we talked about. They're doing a comic book now, right? Who's writing it?
I would like more of that world.
So Jody Houser's writing a comic. I think it comes out in October. Nice. I don't know if you saw that there's a Judge Dredd TV show in development.
No, I did not. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Rob Williams, I think, is attached to it. To produce it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a whole lot of details because it's like breaking news, but yeah.
Do you know the network? Did they announce that?
No, I don't think they announced that either.
Okay. Wow, that's exciting. But this goes back to our point. Like, this is really exciting. It's an exciting time to be alive. I got news for you. If you like entertainment of any kind. Wow, that's great.
Yep. So it almost seems like you need to do that now, right? And that's kind of what DC's doing with DC Universe. So I think since we talked a lot about it, a couple weeks ago, right? And now there's a lot more details that came out last week, and there's a lot more details that came out over the weekend. And for example, pricing. So $7.99 is the price, which I think is kind of around in between what you and I had talked about, because you were like $5. I said about 10. So $7.99. And I think what's really interesting though, and one thing that I was disappointed was not talked about more this weekend was the way the comic books are being done. So talking about the multimedia thing, the comics are going to be rotating like every quarter, I think they said. And they're going to be kind of out there promoting whatever shows are out at the time, right? So for example, when like the Titans show comes out, I'm sure we're going to get like Nightwing, you're going to get Robin, maybe like Red Robin, you'll get like a Starfire series. Maybe they'll
play.
Hey,
how about a Teen Titans series?
Well, obviously Teen Titans, you know, Raven. Martin. Well, I don't know. The Raven series is still kind of new. But like Red Hood and the Outlaws, right? So Jason Todd's going to be in there. Artemis is going to be in there. You know, when the Young Justice TV show comes out, obviously they'll do like Justice League, Teen Titans, they'll do The Outsiders, things like that. And I think
let me back you up on this.
Yes.
DC probably saw the numbers because Comixology has been doing this shit for about 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
Guess what? Whenever the Justice League movie hits, the weekend before or the week before, hey, here's a Justice League sale, a spotlight sale. You know, Batman Day. Oh, here's a Batman spotlight. Like, they have their sales down, whether that's DC doing it, which I would assume, or Comixology. But somebody from DC must have saw, oh, we sell this amount of Batman. And then right before the movie, it spikes up to this point.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
It totally makes sense. I don't like that they rotate out. I don't even mind that they rotate out. I don't want them to rotate out every quarter. That's just too freaking long. Unless these curated lists are going to be like, oh, it's 300, 400 comic books. Okay. I would have a tough time getting through 400 comic books every quarter on top of the stuff I already read.
I think it is thousands of books at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear a number. So that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Thousands is impressive. Okay. All right, that's good. All right, see, you're selling me on this. This is that $7.99 is cheap. If I can get 1,000 comic, believe me, when Batman Day rolls around, if they just open up the vault to Batman and the back catalog. Oh boy. All right. Guess what? Even if it's stuff I've already read, I haven't read Hush in a while. Maybe I'll reread that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, ooh, this is exciting.
Yep. And you know, myself, even though I get Batman in physical books still, I'm good with the digital because that way I don't need to go and open up my comics. I can just get them and put them in the box and forget about them and just read back issues through whatever this DC Universe thing is. I think $7.99 is a good price. Cause remember I said, for me, I was willing to spend a lot more with the comics thing. And the original things that we had heard about the comics kind of made me less attracted to the service. Where it almost felt like I didn't care as much. And I still don't care as much if they want to make it more about the movies and the TV shows. But I think at $7.99, it's a much better price. And then if you do the yearly plan, I didn't do the math, but it's like $6 and some change per month, right? $79 divided by 12, whatever that is.
But so it also goes back to what we already discussed as well a few weeks ago. By rotating a curated list, DC also isn't, you're renting this stuff. Renting all these books. Just like Marvel Unlimited, I don't own any of that stuff. So could it just go away? Yeah, it could just go away. But when you're, if honest to God, if there's even the first month, if they were, if they got their act together and they were like, hey, it's going to be, it's a long road, but our vision is to have 500, 600, 1,000 comic books every new, every quarter and rotate out 1,000 comic books every quarter. I would be, even for the first month, if they're like, that's our roadmap, but the first month we only have 200. At least then I could be like, okay, I can see this roadmap. Like 200 is a good amount. And that would get you excited for Titans. That would get you excited for Aquaman. Because you know when the fourth quarter starts, you're probably going to get a shit ton of Aquaman, which is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Okay, the Aquaman,
what,
the best.
But what does that mean, like, no creators getting any of that? They ain't getting a taste of that. That's just content that DC's serving up, right? Like Comixology, I would assume they get a little, a creator would get a little bit of a kickback. But if this is old material, their creators probably aren't getting kickbacks from it anymore.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're right. I'm assuming you're right.
Unless,
I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on the deal, right? Like, I'm sure that, like Snyder or Jeff Johns and those guys, they've got it in their deal where, like, they get a cut or whatever.
Yeah, I would say current people, but like, if you look at writers or artists or any creator in the 90s, 2000s, before digital, I would assume that's all grandfathered out at this point.
But don't you think with them putting the Titans such front and center, being the launch book and all that, they're not going to give, like, George Perez a cut, for example?
Oh, yeah. They'll butter his beak with a little bit, but come on. Yeah, come on. That's just like, hey, Jim Starlin, here you go for Thanos. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah, well, yes.
Don't expect it every month, but, you know, one time only. Here, please sign all these papers so we don't have to do this the rest of your life. And your family can't sue us. Thanks, wink, wink.
Sure. Well, I mean, they're not going to do residuals, but, like, a bonus. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down. I signed up. I'm not going to do the year.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, well, of course I signed up.
Were you the third in line?
Of course.
Yeah, there you go. That's my guy.
And it was funny too because apparently I had signed up for the when it opened up twice because I received an email at my Gmail account, which I just use for junk, and then at my super secret email account that I use for stuff I care about.
Goldballs13
at AOL.com, at CompuServe.com.
You pay for Legionnaires, you pay for your email address still. You know what you get with that? Extra added value.
That's right. That's right. So, so I signed up with my junk one because I'm trying to keep my main one free of any services. So it's just for like work stuff or friend stuff.
Smart.
Yep. But yeah, so I signed up. I'm going to do the monthly though. I talked to Rob Krieger, Rhymes with Seeger, a little bit about this. And I know Aaron chimed in. I'm still, even at $7.99, I'm still not okay with doing the yearly because I have not seen what this thing looks like.
Wow.
And you know me, I'm very picky, Nick.
Yeah, but you're Mr. DC.
I know, Nick, but I've been Mr. DC for a long time. And
it's true.
You know, I have a lot of comic books. And
that's true.
I own all the animated films.
Right. But so, you don't you don't own Batman the Animated Series in HD.
I don't, you're right.
Right.
I don't, you're right. But I do own it.
It's gonna be pretty.
Yeah, it is gonna be pretty. Who was it? Campbell chimed in. He's like, I don't care about that. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like, I understand that maybe the quality doesn't improve a whole lot, right? Cause it's cell, whatever. Whatever they call that process. Where they draw mm-hmm. on like the see-through paper. Mm-hmm. I understand that you can't make an animated show go from SD to HD and actually improve the quality that much of the video itself. But there will be some improvements, right? Cause you're getting it in this new format. You're also uh-huh. going to be getting it in widescreen.
Right.
Which That's is the most one. Important thing for me.
For sure.
Because as many times as I've seen that TV show, it always only takes up half of my screen.
Right. You don't like black bars.
I hate black bars yeah. so much, Nick. Do you remember when they first brought HD out and everybody still had square TVs? You had yep. the black bars on the top and bottom? Oh, God, that was the worst. The worst.
I was in the complete opposite with my Laserdisc player with the horizontal black bars, and everyone hated it. And I was the only person that was like, we are not doing pan and scan. We are watching it the way God intended. So get used to it, dum-dums.
Yeah, no, you can't do pan and scan. That's ridiculous.
No, good God. That's You're ridiculous. Watching Ben-Hur, for God's sakes. You think they want to show you a little square screen of it? No, it has to be big, white
exactly.
screen.
And that's the thing that people don't understand. Just because back then you watched everything square, it doesn't mean it was filmed that way. It was still filmed in widescreen.
Right.
They just had to cut chunks of it. So you're missing, like, you know, 20% of the movie by right. watching it in SD.
Yes. You need to talk to Russ. Russ needs to educate Chris Campbell. That's what needs to happen.
I agree. I agree. I know Russ got the Blu-ray, which...
Of course he did.
I think it's... I don't know. Is it HD? It might be. I can't remember. I know he talked about it on Gotham okay. by Geeks. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm excited for this.
Yeah,
I know it's a little thing, but to me, it's mm-hmm. a huge thing.
Are you going to be going out Tuesday and buying the first time only Blu-ray conversion with... I know you don't like extras, but there's supposed to be tons of extras. On the original Supergirl movie.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
Because,
believe
it or not.
Did you see Helen Slater talking about it?
I met Helen Slater at the con here like 3 years ago.
Mama mia, she is still Supergirl.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
Hubba bubba.
She looks fantastic. We had to get a picture of her for my wife. Because even though my wife hates comic books...
Mm-hmm.
And comic book movies and comic book TV mm-hmm. shows and anything that somehow one way or another combines the word comic and book in the same sentence, Supergirl is one of her favorite movies of all time.
Nice.
And so I saw that they were releasing it in HD and I was like, hey babe. She's like, what? I was like, exciting news. She's like, is this about a comic book?
I said,
yes, it's about Supergirl. She's like, okay, what about Supergirl? She's like, they're doing Supergirl in HD. She's like, when? We have to go buy it.
Of course. I love it.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
And haters can hate. I don't care. Shut up. I don't need to hear
up.
About it.
No one cares about your hate.
No.
Get that shit out of here. But, So we'll be getting it in HD.
Oh, good Lord. Good wife.
Good wife. Eh, sometimes.
Yeah. So $7.99 is a pretty darn good price point. I will be the first to say that. That's a pretty darn good price point. But, and I know we're going to go into the Titans trailer. We're going to go into Young Justice. The wife watched both of those. And I told her we watched Titans first. And she was like, what's that on? Is that CW? What is that? So I told her about the streaming service and she was like, oh, are you looking at that? And I'm like, I sort of have to see where they are with the comic books. Cause right now I wouldn't get it just for one show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we watched Young Justice, and she was like, oh, that's on that streaming service? Yeah, you might have to get that. It's really good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm in no rush, because in my head, I keep thinking, will this... Okay, you tell me how this is going to be the after effect. Mm-hmm. If this is out of the box, perceived as really good value, people are excited for it, they are signing up in droves, is this going to lower the price of Marvel Unlimited? Marvel has to respond some way. So will it lower the price, or will it be the flip of DC now is offering it at the cheap price, but just like a good crack dealer, after a while, maybe at the beginning of the year, they're going to announce, oh, we got to raise up that price, guys.
Interesting.
Everyone who bought it earlier in 2018, we're going to grandfather you in on those prices. Don't worry about it. But moving forward, here's the price. Or could you see both happening? I'm not sure.
So I could see both happening. I was thinking about that because the monthly Marvel Unlimited is more than this, and it doesn't have any shows. However, we know that DC's doing their DC, whatever the hell they're going to call it, or Disney Unlimited streaming service sometime next year, which is interesting because that's going to give DC at least 6 months leeway to get theirs out before Disney does. And my concern with the Disney one has always been that it's a Disney one and not a Marvel service.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I get the point of doing Disney. But the thing is, I think they should have branched that out. Maybe they can't because they own so many properties and they could be accused of like double dipping, but they could have easily done like a Disney Kids streaming service, right? Where it's all the animated stuff and all the series and all the movies and all that. All the Disney XD stuff, all that crap.
They could have easily. How do you know it's not going to be this?
Well, it could be. They could easily do a, well, I don't know if they could easily do, but they could do just a Star Wars one, right? Mm-hmm. Where it has all the movies, even that Ewok Christmas special and, you know, like the Clone Wars and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That could maybe work. And then a Marvel one. Cause I don't know if I want to like, this to sound really bad, but I don't want to get on there and have to like dig through just Marvel stuff.
But don't you think how I envision this Disney thing? I see them walling off Marvel Unlimited. I don't see that being part of it at all. There might be a Marvel Blade on the Disney service, but all of that is just movies and TV. I only see it being video TV. That's it.
As a comic book fan, don't you think that it would make sense for Disney to put video in their Marvel Unlimited app? Even if it stays at the same price.
And not bring Marvel Unlimited into Disney.
Correct.
So they're not everything under that. That's why that's my only beef. I don't think Disney would put everything under one umbrella.
I would hope not.
Because people would buy into Disney movies and Disney TV shows. And you're right. If they separated it out and made Disney Kids, they could charge for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If they're already going to be streaming Marvel movies under Disney and then they just throw them over to Marvel Unlimited and hike up the price that way.
Mm-hmm.
People would probably, you're right. They're going to be pissed because they're double dipping on the same content.
Yep.
But guess what? The people that already get Marvel Unlimited, I'm sort of shocked that they haven't jacked up the price because they're spending a lot of time putting how many comic books every month on that service.
Exactly. Like,
that's a lot of man hours. Great. And I don't see that ever ending because, you know, they have a lot to put up there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Anyways, that's not out right now, so who knows? You know what I mean?
But did Marvel give you a call and finally ask you to go to Marvel Unlimited and start, like, pairing things up and making that service a little bit easier to navigate?
Oh, God, it's such a hot mess. Have they asked for your assistance? No, shame on them.
And I hate to say it at this point, like, how can they not look at Netflix and be like, oh, or even Comixology, you want to go to the next one in this arc here? Or just like, oh, you want to do this one event? Do you want to read the trade version of it? that includes all of the issues or individual issues that you can sort of skip through if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, their navigation. Mama mia.
It's pretty horrendous.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrendous.
I hope DC comes and kicks their butt there, so maybe we'll get a rehaul.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm more excited now than I was when we last talked about DC Universe.
Yeah.
And I think the price point's still good. Like I said, I'm gonna wait.
Dude, you were excited when you thought it could possibly be $10.99 a month. Remember when we both were like, there's no way it's not going to be $14.99 a month. No way. Sure.
Yep.
So for them to cut that in half, even just in our heads, that's pretty good value.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how much they have. I like that they're doing like the Wonder Woman TV show. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much of their content are they going to grab up and pay money to get that, to get it back so that they can stream it.
Yep.
If I was Target, I would, or any of these box retail, like, why would I be buying anything at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you love physical media, why would you buy like the Wonder Woman TV show that's at Target? Why would you buy that? If you're going to stream this service, why would I need to own that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Agreed.
It's interesting.
Agreed.
It's exciting.
So yeah, one thing I did hear, and I could not double check this anywhere else. Oh. So I don't know how true this is. Mm-hmm. So when I say this, take it with a grain of salt. As you are aware, the CW has a lot of DC shows.
Mm-hmm.
These shows are not part of DC Universe. However, what I heard was that even though they won't be part of the service as part of the streaming charge, right, the $7.99, you will be able to purchase the CW shows from the DC Universe app.
Oh, interesting. Like their own, like, mini iTunes type thing?
Yes.
That's interesting. But, I mean, let's be honest. Whatever deal Netflix and the CW hooked up so that they can have their content streaming as quickly as possible, as soon as that contract's up, you don't think that they're going to write it into the contract that, like, oh, yeah, and we're also going to put it on. You could still have it, but we're going to put it on DC Universe, too.
Sure.
It's just like HBO Go. They're just waiting for that day, for that contract to end. I'm impressed. And I hate to say it, like, I'm shocked Warner Brothers. I'm shocked all these big companies haven't been doing their own streaming service or at least trying to get it out quicker.
Because
at this point, it's like, how much money do you have for all of these streaming services? And since, what is it, Comcast is now coming back with, like, oh, we're going to start charging you for all this content that you're streaming.
Yeah.
So you knew anyways, that was coming.
Yeah. Let's go to the trailers associated with this thing though. So there were two that came out. There was Titans and there was the Young Justice : Outsiders.
Yeah.
So let's do Titans first.
Yeah.
Fuck Batman.
Oh. No? Come on.
No, couldn't do that. I hope you have your earphones on, listener.
who wouldn't want to say that? Come on now.
Yes. So the trailer looked interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it definitely looks better than the CW shows, but to me it had the CW vibe in some ways. A little bit edgier, but definitely CW. I think that's fair. We'll go with that. It did look better than those shows though. I think Nightwing looked, or I guess, is he still Nightwing? He's not Nightwing in this, just Robin, right? Or is he Nightwing?
I believe so. Well, he has the R.
Yeah, he's got
the R. R Batarangs? Robin Rang? Whatever the heck you want to call it.
The R Aurarangs.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. So maybe during the show, he is going to turn into Nightwing?
And have that sweet ass collar.
And have that sweet ass collar.
Like the original Perez drawings.
There you go. See?
The disco collar.
See?
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Now we're talking.
I'm in. Oh.
Now we're talking.
Have that luscious chest hair pop out. Come on now. Ladies.
Yes. So,
I thought Gar looked good.
Gar looks good. Gar looks great. Mm-hmm. I think I was extremely concerned about Starfire in the set picks, but I think she looked pretty good in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes with Raven. I think Raven looked phenomenal in the trailer.
Oh yeah, after seeing that in my head, I was thinking, I know what your daughter is going to be cosplaying next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looked pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
I do have the episode titles for you.
Oh, okay.
Because those are revealed as well.
Mm, did not know that.
All right, episode one is called Titans. Very original. Episode two, Huck and Dove.
Which those costumes look pretty kick ass.
Those look great.
I would say those were the best costumes in that trailer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Episode three, Starfire.
Oh, a slow build.
Episode four, Rachel. Episode five, the Doom Patrol.
What?
Yeah, because Doom Patrol, which is coming out next year, is a spinoff of Titans.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. All right, DC All Access Universal Universe, take all my money. Take it all.
That's funny. Number six, The Messenger. Number seven, Jason Todd. Number eight, Angela. And number nine, Donna Troy.
Dang. I like that there's only nine episodes, too.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they're going to do these weekly, right? They're not going to put all nine out at once.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think they're going to do weekly because none of the other shows come out till next year.
So they're going to do a Star Trek. They're going to do a Star Trek so that instead of somebody, which, hey, I can't blame anyone to grab the service for Titans, watch them all in, you know, a weekend and then cancel like you're going to do with your HBO.
Yep.
Sorry, HBO.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I think it looks good. Like I said, I think Raven looks the best out of these.
It looks very dark, though.
Dude, if they want to do like just a Raven series, then count me in based on this.
Yeah. Movie. Yeah. That looked really, yeah. She looked pretty spectacular.
Yep. So yeah, definitely very edgy. People, all right. So I said the F Batman thing earlier. People are very concerned about this F Batman thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've read Titans before.
Yes. So, I absolutely have.
So you remember the whole thing when Dick's like, I'm done with this whole Batman and Robin thing. Batman sucks. I'm out.
Yeah. Walking into the sunset, dropping his costume.
Yeah. I mean, he pretty much said F Batman then.
Yeah.
If the comics code wasn't there, he would have said F Batman. So you know what? If you don't like it, then too bad. Like, that's how it would have got on the comics.
Agree. Okay?
If that had happened now, that's what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally good with that.
I'm fine with the angsty dick. That's okay.
The angsty dick. Episode title.
Episode title. I am fine with that. But I will say the one thing that my wife said was, what about all of those kids that watch Titans Go and hope and pray, ooh, now there's a live action and it's Titans. I got to watch this. Like, that's...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. That's a different demographic.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely... I mean, they let everyone know in the first 10 seconds this is not a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, by the way, heads. That movie is coming out next week.
Wow.
The Teen Titans
Where's
Go
all the
movie?
Fanfare? Do I not watch any commercials to even know that that's happening next week? Oh, my God. Or are they just not marketing it? Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Do you watch, like, Cartoon Network?
No, I used to. I don't have cable now, so I don't watch it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm curious if at least on Cartoon Network, are they showing, you know, commercials for it left and right?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
I hope so.
Breaking news.
I haven't seen it at all. One trailer. Jeez.
I saw a trailer, I think, on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep. Nat or whatever. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody involved with Marvel makes a cameo appearance in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Can I even guess?
Yes. You want to guess?
Yeah. It has to be Stan the Man Lee.
I'm going to read you Stan Lee's line from the movie.
Oh, God. I'm right. Okay.
This is Stan Lee. Dig my subtle cameo. This is a DC movie. I got to get out of here.
Hey, guys. I got to go.
Hey guys, Stanley here.
Excelsior.
Excelsior. Yeah, I thought
Booyah,
that was pretty funny.
Guys.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Oh God. So yeah, that comes out next week. I'm gonna go see it. Not next week because Zoe will be at her mom's, but the week after I will be going to see Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Good.
And yeah, so I'm excited for this, this Titans TV show. The other one that was shown was Young Justice, Outsiders. And you know, I was listening to Aaron and Ronnie talk about this, and I was extremely surprised that based on the title of this TV show, they had no idea it would involve the Outsiders. Cause when I saw that, right, like I saw a headline, something about Young Justice Outsiders, and I was like, wait, they're gonna have the Outsiders and Young Justice without even reading the article. And they never mentioned it. It's never been mentioned, but I always assumed the Outsiders would be in it.
Yeah, same here.
Anyways, they are in it. Cause, part of it takes place is in Markovia. So we're gonna get some Geostorm goodness.
Yeah, voiced by Troy Baker, which that's exciting.
And I think it makes perfect sense because we got the detective arc right now has the Outsiders in it, and I'm sure they're going to be. I don't think they announced one, but I'm sure there will be an Outsiders series coming out at some point in the very near future, which I'm very excited about.
You were hanging your DC hat on. You thought
Bro,
that it would have been announced.
I was hoping.
Yeah, darn it.
I was hoping, but no doubt it's going to be coming out. I'm very excited. I love the Outsiders. So,
part of that trailer was. A little bit of a recap, right?
Yes. The first, minute and a half.
Yeah, because I totally remembered the sword, the water sword that he bent around. I totally remember that, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the, am I misremembering? Am I playing something back from the first two seasons in my head that I haven't? I mean, I haven't seen the first two seasons in ages. But wow, that trailer looked fantastic.
Yeah, it looks great.
It reminded me of Justice League Unlimited. There were so many villains and so many heroes.
Oh, God. Yeah. But yeah, it looks good, man. It looks really good. I know Aaron was extremely excited about it. I had to make fun of him because I think it was like the first trailer that was announced this weekend. We were chatting on our Discord chat, and he's like, Young Justice trailer came out. It's so awesome. 46 out of 10. And I'm like, dude, 46 out of 10 is not a rating, and it's the first one to come out.
Maybe he meant 4.7 out of 10.
No, he definitely meant 46 out of 10.
Oh, okay, good.
But after rewatching all the trailers, I mean, it was really good. I think the first time I watched it, I didn't enjoy it as much because it had all that recap.
Yes.
And so when I rewatched it, I kind of ignored that stuff and started watching it when the new stuff popped up, and I really enjoyed it a lot more. So
yeah,
very good. It looks great.
Yeah, you're
right. There's a ton of people on there. Like Ra's al Ghul showed up. Obviously Blue Beetle's in there. Who else showed up? There were so many characters.
Will it be one of those two characters talking, and they'll be like, "Remember last week when Batman kicked Bane's butt?" And they just show that little scene and like, that's all. he's in, he's out.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I have no idea. No idea.
I love the trailer. It got me very excited. And I don't think Young Justice 1 and 2 are streaming anywhere. I don't think so.
I don't know. It used to be on Netflix, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I would love to watch it this week because I'm sure DC will be yanking all that stuff off real quick to put on DC Universe.
Yeah, I thought about that too because right now Hulu's got all the animated Justice League movies.
Yeah, I'm sure those will go bye-bye.
And they're featured very prominently. Like they have their own tab in the movie section.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's not on Hulu, on Netflix anymore.
Damn it.
I wonder if it's let's go to canistream.it. Canistream.it. If you've never used that website before, you probably should, because if you want to know something streaming, that's the place to check.
It's getting better.
Let's see. Search TV. What's it say? I've got so many ad blockers, there's no telling. Half these page won't load.
the internet.
Oh, jeebus. All right. Available. Nope.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
I better get it through my local library.
Available via your local library or coming soon to DC Universe.
Yeah. DC Universe. Isn't it hard not to say DC All Access?
Yeah.
They've sort of trained you for the last few years.
And I wonder if that DC All Access is going to go away.
Or will it roll right underneath Universe?
Well, I think what they should do is keep the video stuff. Uh-huh. And obviously still put it on YouTube, because not everyone's going to get this access or this DC Universe thing. But roll that as a show, right?
For
like,
sure.
You and I have talked about, you know, like different shows that they could do, right? Just bring DC All Access in. That'll be like your quick daily news recap thing and whatever.
Yeah, it's your Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Young Justice. Fantastic. I'm trying to think what other ones we have on here.
Where do you want to go next?
Well, you know what? Since we're on the DC thing, I want to talk about what I think may end up being my favorite DC trailer. And that is Shazam! I think that was my favorite. I've thought about this quite a bit. I've gone back and forth. At first I had it tied with Aquaman. Having rewatched it again, I think I liked it a little more than Aquaman. But then when I watched it for a third time, I maybe liked it less than Aquaman. So I don't know. I'm kind of still going back and forth on this.
I think you're crazy.
I'm crazy? You did not enjoy the Shazam trailer?
No, you're ranking. I think you're crazy. Shazam is absolutely in the top spot for if you just want to go DC trailers from San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer was awesome. That trailer made my heart sing. It was so fantastic. I kept thinking that it was an April Fool's joke of how freaking awesome that thing was. And I mean, within the first like 30 seconds, you see bullies beating up a handicapped kid. Mm. Like, what the hell?
Which so by the way, as far as I'm aware, nobody knew this was coming.
This trailer?
Yeah. Was it announced that it was going to be coming out in San Diego? Because I had no idea.
And I had no idea.
When I put it in our Discord chat and when I put it on Twitter, it seemed like nobody knew it was coming.
Wow, that's really cool then.
So
yeah, way to go. That's
stealth drop.
I am so looking forward to, when is it, next spring? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, April, I think.
Yeah, and I think the casting was darn near perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
I even told my wife, because she has no clue who Shazam was. She has no clue who he is. So I had to explain who the actor was. And then she saw an interview with him outside of the like costume. And she goes, oh, yeah, I totally recognize that guy. Okay, gotcha. But, you know, he looks so different than when he was on that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell he buffed up. But I even told her, I'm like, for the last two decades, that guy has been like Mr. Comic Book. Like, let me in. Knock, knock, knock. Let me in. Let me in. Like, every San Diego Comic Con, he was there. Like, mm-hmm. trying to do stuff, working with, like, streaming services, trying to, like, do interviews with creators. Like, he knows a lot about comics. He is invested. And you could just tell, like, man, that fun and passion came out. Like, way to go. I can't wait. I just cannot wait.
I think it looks fantastic. I was very excited for the entire thing because it kicks off a little serious, right? You're getting a little background info on him. Mm-hmm. And then he meets Shazam, the wizard, and gets his powers. And then it's like hilarity the rest of the trailer, right? Cause like that whole, obviously I don't think it's going to be, the whole movie's going to be that way. But like when they're trying to find out what powers he's got, right? And like he jumps up on the half pipe and like busts his butt cause he can't really fly. Mm-hmm. When he gets shot at the convenience store. And the bullets fall off, and they're like, dude, you're invincible. And he's like, I'm invincible. You're in trouble. Or no, like, you're going to die or something, whatever. And like punches the dudes out the window. Yeah, you're dead. What's the other one? Oh, when he's charging the cell phones. That was freaking hilarious. That was freaking hilarious. So,
but even just the way he was walking and strutting after the convenience store, strutting with his buddy. He looked like a 13-year-old in front of those girls. And then like, hey, I'm a superhero.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I really want? And God, DC, make this happen. bring in an unannounced cameo with Wonder Woman, because whenever Shazam had little interactions with Wonder Woman, you see a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I want that on screen so bad.
The animated movies, I think Justice League War did that. Because Shazam's got a huge crush on Wonder Woman the whole time.
Yep.
One thing I really liked is the light up lightning bolt on his chest.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Because it's like an actual light. And you know what's cool about that is the only other time I've ever seen that was in Kingdom Come.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say Geoff Johns' JSA run.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. He did do it on JSA. Yep.
Yeah.
But I thought – at first it took me by surprise. I was like, why is this thing lit up like that?
Yeah, it's sharp though, isn't it?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Hood. Like the hood made sense.
Yep.
Like totally made sense.
Yep.
Where I don't think you see that in the comic books enough.
No, not nearly enough.
I want to see Shazam, Captain Marvel, whomever. I want to see him in that huge body but still being a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. That's the fun of that character.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was so good.
I'm very excited for it.
I would say that that's the number two trailer overall of San Diego Comic-Con.
Man, I don't know. That's a tough one. I know which one you think is the first, and you might be right, but that's a tough one right now. I will say, though, Shazam, I mentioned this briefly earlier in the episode, is kind of like Aquaman was already in production when they were doing Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Shazam is the first of the DC movies after they figured out what is not working for people. And I think.
Oh yeah. After they heard the public uproar.
Yeah. And I think
this is the first one.
Shazam seems to be the most Marvel movie of the DC movies so far. And I think because of that, even though nobody probably knows who Shazam is, well, or Captain Marvel, we should say, obviously they can't call him Captain Marvel for many reasons. Nobody's going to know who it is, but I think just based on that, people are still going to be excited about it, right? I mean, like, look at Ant-Man. Ant-Man was super popular when that movie came out, and nobody knew who the hell Ant-Man was.
Oh, my wife is – she's going to be weekend one. She will be at Shazam, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. I showed my wife the trailer. She didn't say she wants to go see it yet, but she was laughing the whole time.
You know what I'm a little afraid of? And I even told this to my wife, that you're going to all of a sudden get – this not dark thing, but the villain is going to destroy the earth. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that at all.
Yeah, I mean,
like
either.
That. I want to keep the comedy. I don't want it all of a sudden to turn and all of a sudden Shazam has to figure out, do I want to kill this person or not? You know, I don't need the moral quandary. Oh, will he do it? Won't he do it? Oh, like, no, I don't need that.
Yep.
Keep him 13.
Agreed. Keep it 100. side note.
Yeah.
I have been watching prices on eBay for Shazam number one.
Uh-oh.
Because as you may remember, several months ago, I purchased a Shazam number one.
Yes, you did.
For like $10. And, I ended up buying a few more. I think I'm up to like issue 5 or 6. It's not something that I'm like actively pursuing. And I didn't care about the fact that there was a movie coming out. I just wanted to read them. But right now, they're going for 4 times what I paid for my issue.
I would assume so. That trailer was pretty stellar.
And the buy it nows all start at $89.
Nice.
So.
But now, will that inspire you to sell yours?
Hell no.
All right. Didn't know.
No, hell no. I'm keeping the shit out of that.
Didn't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do we have left?
Can I take you down the road of season 2, Star Trek Discovery?
Yes, please do.
I never owned CBS All Access.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, just never did.
Sure.
But then when I knew season 2 got announced, I'm like, I'll wait. Maybe I'll get them both at the same time, depending. And after watching that trailer, holy mackerel, is that my sci-fi. Star Trek was so good. That looked so fantastic and smart, but yet still a little humorous, little humor there. I would assume that you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I think, you know, they introduced Captain, well, they didn't show him, but he was on the comms, Captain Pike. And Captain Pike is in the trailer. So I'm excited to see how that season turns out. It seems like in some ways they're scaling back things a little bit. And in some ways they're maybe trying to make it a little more Star Trek-y in some ways. And I hope it doesn't affect my enjoyment of it. I know a lot of people love the original Star Trek and TNG and Deep Space Nine and all that stuff. I like certain things about it, but I love the space exploration stuff. That's what I really like about Star Trek. The stuff that happens like on the ship itself, I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I like the space exploration stuff. And if they keep going in that route, I think that's why I like the first season so much. If they keep going that route, I think I'll enjoy season two a lot more. I hope that the whole Pike thing, they explain it well enough for non-Star Trek fans that are watching this thing. And I don't know, like, what that demographic is. I'm sure it's a very small group of people that are not Star Trek fans that are watching this. But I think I'm in that group, and I hope that they explain it a little bit more. And I do know who Captain Pike is for anyone listening, so don't tweet at me and say, how do you not – shut the F up. Anyways.
Yeah, it really – for me, it's all about the stories and all about just being smart science fiction.
Mm.
And I like the character moments. I actually like the soap opera moments.
Yeah.
But I still want the concepts. I still want the unknown, like, wow, how did that happen? Like, oh, let's go try to figure out how to handle this situation.
Sure.
Yeah, the Discovery is what I really want to see. So Star Trek Discovery, sign me up. Space exploration, heck yeah.
Correct. Now, this year, things will be a little different for me, Nick. I will not be getting access the entire time the show is on. I will be waiting until it's over before I get all access.
Because it was horrible trying to unsubscribe.
Because of my horrendous unsubscribe experience, I will only give them $5.99 this year.
Smart. Smart.
Now, what would be smart is for me not to do anything, but I want to watch the show.
Well, yeah, you certainly do.
So there's that. All right. I think that leaves only one show then, or one movie.
No, not at all, son. Are you kidding me?
What'd I miss?
Well, we have a Hulu show.
A Hulu show?
Yeah.
Which Hulu show is that?
And we also have an Image trailer.
Oh, that one I do know.
Okay.
I think, isn't that one, that one's also on Hulu, isn't it?
Should we just talk about that?
Let's just talk about it. Which one do you want to do first?
Rick Remender's Deadly Class.
It looks fantastic.
It's sci-fi. It's on
sci-fi. Oh, it's on sci-fi. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that looks great. The first trailer that came out a couple months ago, I think it looked great. Mm-hmm. This one definitely expands a lot more on it, and I'm in on this, dude.
Yeah, I only read the first two volumes of Deadly Class. It was not something that clicked for me.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love more than DC Comics' Killing Joke is the punk rock band from Australia titled Killing Joke. And to hear their song 80s being played in the background of this trailer was fantastic. Mm. It actually makes me want to watch this dumb show. And it looks like a fun little soap opera. I like it.
Yes, you say fun little soap opera, but I think with plenty of action. It almost looked...
without a doubt.
It reminded me a little bit of the Mark Miller stuff, like Wanted or Kingsman, yeah?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it was... it reminded me of that Hit Girl universe.
I could see that.
As if that was a television show, it would totally remind me of that.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of style.
I think it looked great. It looked great. I was already in watching the first trailer, but I think this trailer definitely showed us the world quite a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I dug that. I dug that. I want to see more like who the villain is of this show, because I don't think they really showed that, right? I mean, we see a lot of characters, but a lot of this trailer centers in this around the school.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who was bad, who was good. Yep. Yeah.
So I hope before the show comes out, they have a trailer with that. But yeah, I thought it looked great. I'm very excited for Deadly Class.
Yeah, I want to go listen to Killing Joke 80s one more time. Sign me up.
Yeah, I got to put that on my Spotify queue.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Look good.
And put that and Effigy. Effigy is a fantastic song by Killing Joke as well.
Cool.
And I'm shocked it hasn't been used in a trailer. It has such a great beat. The other show is on Hulu, and that is J.J. Abrams and Stephen King's Castle Rock.
Stephen what?
Oh, don't even. You know.
Wait, give me that again.
I'll give you the Chicago Deep Dish Pizza.
Can you spell his name out? Can you spell that out for me?
Oh, man. Get Heather on the phone. Put her up. Give her a headset. I need to talk about this.
Stephen King. Yeah, no, never heard of him.
You sound like my wife, but my wife actually has hardly even paid attention to Stephen King. I was like, Sissy Spacek, Carrie, you had... And she's just like, what? What was that, a movie? She just has no interest in anything Stephen King.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, my wife just finished whatever his last book was and did not like it.
Yeah, that's understandable. I'm sure that book was way too long.
Well, no, I think the way she tried to explain it, she as soon as she said Stephen King, I tuned her out. So I'm not quite sure, like, exactly what she said.
You mean as soon as you say Batman, she tuned you out?
But I'm pretty sure she said it was, like, very sci-fi, and my wife is not at all into sci-fi stuff.
Gotcha.
She likes the more horror stuff that he does, so...
How much of Castle Rock do you know about?
Well, I mean, I know it's like the fictional area where a lot of these things take place, right? Isn't that what it is?
Okay. I don't know. I watched the trailer and left my jaw dropped. And I looked over at my wife and I'm like, did J.J. Abrams come up with a concept that all of Stephen King's universes all were in the same region of the country. And well, now they're in the same town. I don't know.
He didn't come up with that. That's the way Stephen King did it.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. That's why I was like,
oh, okay.
Who came up with this concept? Because I was like, wow, this reminds me of Wes Craven doing Scream. Like, wow, this is like, I can't believe no one ever thought of this before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's. So give me the concept, at least from what you understand.
So all of Stephen King's books all take place in Maine. Okay. Matter of fact, I want to say everything takes place in the Castle Rock region, in or around that section. Now, I could be completely wrong on that, so take that with a grain of salt. But for some reason, I thought that was the case. I do know that all his stories do take place in Maine. I don't know if there's a Castle Rock in Maine. I should have looked that up. But my assumption is that's kind of the tying aspect of it. And everything, all his books take place in the same universe, for sure. Okay, like I said, they all take place in different places in Maine. I think there might be one that is outside of Maine, but there's a Maine connection there somehow. And so that's kind of the basis for, this TV show.
I'm floored by it. I think that's such a great concept.
Oh, here we go. I found it for you.
Okay.
Castle Rock is part of Stephen King's fictional Maine topography and provides a setting for a number of his novels, novellas, and short stories. Castle Rock first appeared in King's 1979 novel, The Dead Zone, and has reappeared in as late as his 2013 Doctor Sleep and 2014 Revival. The name is taken from the fictional mountain fort of the same name in William Godling's 1954 novel, Lord of the Flies.
Sheesh. Wild.
All right, so that's where Castle Rock comes from. But yeah, this looks really interesting. I don't think they're doing an anthology, right? Because it does seem like there's a main character in this.
Yeah.
Although they could do it kind of in the way that, like American Horror Story does it, right? Where you do have a main character in a cast and you follow them through the season, but it kind of changes between different seasons. So it's so an anthology in that way.
So the main character would touch like Cujo 1 week, sure. That type of thing.
Well, like they mention Shawshank in the trailer.
Yep.
Right.
And you also see the paper of like Ravenous Dog. terrorizes town, yeah, and then you see the dog. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's really like interesting and fun. And I will happily either watch the season, or even if it gets the worst reviews ever, I will at least go on to YouTube to like, oh, walk me through for a half hour all the Easter eggs that was in the season. Because mm-hmm. Even that would be interesting to watch.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's something I was not expecting.
Oh, trust me. Good. I knew this was coming.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Because my wife won't shut up about this kind of thing.
Smart. Well, how would you know? You tune her out as soon as she says Stephen King.
Yeah, I know, but she actually made me watch the trailer, so couldn't tune that out.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I'll check it out. Of course, I'll probably have to watch it because my wife will be watching it. So there's that.
Of course, you'll watch it.
There's that.
Yeah.
That leaves one trailer.
Oof. Oh.
And that trailer is Glass. M. Night Shyamalan's Glass. So, Nick, I don't remember if we talked about this, but you've seen Unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Split?
Yeah, because one Martin Ferretti recommended that I go to the movie theater to watch Split, and I went to the movie theater to watch Split.
That guy. What is wrong with him?
No, everything's right with him. Are you kidding me?
So this is part three in an unintended trilogy, I would say.
Oh.
Notice I said trilogy and not trilogy, because it is very thrilling. My wife did not like Unbreakable very much, because she's crazy. But she did enjoy Split. Mm-hmm. And this is part three, so all three characters are united. If you watch Split, if you didn't, spoiler alert, at the end Bruce Willis shows up, and you have the Unbreakable connection.
This is probably one of the best post-credit scenes I've seen in ages.
Yep. This film brings in Samuel Jackson's character, Mr. Glass, who was the villain in Unbreakable, and puts him and James McAvoy's split character, and Bruce Willis's, did he have a name? I don't think he had a name. His character from Unbreakable, in an insane asylum. Mm. Because there is a psychologist researching a syndrome, a psychological syndrome where people believe that they are superheroes.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson.
Yes.
Who's a psychiatrist.
I want to get back to this in a minute. But apparently she's dating like an 80-year-old woman. Did you know this?
What?
Yeah.
For her.
That's what my wife said. She's like, yeah, she's dating some 80-year-old actress. And I was like, who, what?
Wow. I
like it. What's her name? Holland Taylor.
Holland Taylor? Who? What?
Holland Taylor. Let me see if I recognize her. Nope, don't. Oh, wait, I do recognize her. Who is this woman?
Oh, my God, I totally recognize her. Yeah.
What's she from?
She was in The Practice. God, what else was she in?
All right, let's IMDb this woman right now.
Oh, there you go. She was the mother in 2.5 Men.
Yes.
And wasn't she in Murphy Brown, too, I want to say?
Oh, Lord. Probably. But anyways.
Yeah, she is all of 75 years old.
Yeah, that's who Sarah Paulson's dating. All right, so back to this trailer. This psychologist is researching this thing. And, of course, for people that watch these movies, these are the characters that she chooses to interview because they seem to have the most grandiose visions of themselves as superheroes or supervillains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you haven't watched Unbreakable or Split, you might be confused. You should go watch them because they're both fantastic films.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Mr. Glass is in here, which we never got a whole lot of him because even though he was the villain in Unbreakable, I think a lot of the movies centered more on Bruce Willis's character than on Samuel Jackson's character.
For sure.
But it seems like he will be, I mean, I would assume based on the title, the main character of this one. And it looks from the trailer that he's basically forming the Legion of Doom to fight Bruce Willis's character.
Samuel L. Jackson just looks so much more crazy.
He does. I think it's that hair.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a supervillain afro, but it's not quite an afro, right? Because it goes like sideways more than upways.
Oh, it's gonna be. I just cannot wait. This movie top of the list right now.
I cannot wait either. And I got to tell you, when I first watched it, I loved it. I loved everything about it. And then I rewatched it, and it got me thinking about so many things that it made me love the trailer even more.
Yeah, you did.
Because what has happened is we've gone from M. Night Shyamalan kind of doing the sort of supernatural thing with a twist at the end, right? Which is kind of where even though Unbreakable is kind of an homage to – I mean back then there were no superhero movies. So it would be an homage to comic books. It wasn't like quite a comic book movie. I mean there were a lot of comic book elements, I would say.
Sure.
But it was more Shyamalan than comic. I think what this movie is doing, I hate to say this to you, Nick, but this reminds me a lot of a favorite recurring character in all my podcasts, Grant Morrison.
The who?
Because I thought the premise is interesting. The fact that people are popping up with superpowers, but nobody believes them. Everyone thinks they're just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, how can you prove you have superpowers?
It's sort of... It harkens me back to being a young child and having people of very stern religious faiths being just saying, well, you know, if Jesus came back, he would be in an insane asylum, or he would be walking the streets homeless because no one would believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shyamalan is killing it, considering everybody thought he was washed up.
Well, he kind of was until Split.
Hey, I still would love to watch his Fox show that he produced. I still would like to. I think he has a good voice. I like it.
You should watch it, but don't watch season two.
Okay, I didn't even know there was a season two.
Yeah, there's two. It's Wayward Pines. Season one was great. Season two started great, and then it got weird, and then it got like incestuously weird, and then the ending was bad.
Okay. But I love the practical effects on McAvoy with like the back and stuff. Like, I just really hope that and it seems like he would stay that way. Like, sure, could he get money to do CGI to make him into the Beast? Yeah, but I sort of like that it's all sort of hidden away in the shadows and practical lighting and effects.
Yep, I dig that as well. Yeah. I dig that as well. But, yeah, fantastic. I hope they dive into some of that psychology stuff and they don't just gloss over it.
Yeah, I want them in the cuckoo bin for almost the entire film.
At least half the movie.
Yeah. I would love to see them just walking around in an insane asylum.
And I want to see how this story impacts the outside world too, right? Cause it obviously if this person's researching this, they're not the only three.
Right.
So I want to see what that looks like on the outside of the insane asylum.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Have you seen the Glass poster?
Oh God, it's so good.
Yeah, that's really, really clever and sharp.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally agree, man. I think, between this one and Shazam, they're my two favorites of this past weekend.
And then I would say my third would probably be Young Justice.
I might be with you on that.
Yeah. It's...
Yep. And then Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite? Legacies.
Ooh. Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch indeed. But yeah, I think overall good. I haven't even caught up on all the news. I don't know what's happening. And I'm supposed to record an episode of for Comic Talk Today for tomorrow, but I haven't done that yet because I've been so busy all day.
So we'll
see how that goes.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to Stargirl and I'm looking forward to the Tom King event. That sound exciting, and so does the Black Label stuff.
Well, what I'm most excited about is the X-Men Black Emma Frost one-shot that's coming out, because Emma Frost is the literal best. Come at me, hashtag, lick my nuts.
Ooh, God. Jeez, that was very aggressive.
Oh, and Claremont's doing an X-Men Black Magneto one-shot.
Oh, neat. Yep. Okay.
So that should be interesting.
I like the sound of that.
But that's about all I know. I paid attention to the news on Thursday and a little bit on Friday, and then I just kind of quit.
Yeah, so it's sort of a shame, don't you think, that, like, we come out of San Diego Comic-Con with not a lot of comic book news. And I'm not going to throw out the DC Comics winning a Guinness Book of World Records. That, like, I don't care. That's such dumb publicity. Who cares? I want announcements, damn it.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? Because 2000 AD has a lot more issues than 1,000.
Yeah, true.
So is this like for American-only comics?
Who knows? It might be for the superhero genre.
Let's find out, because now I'm curious. World record.
This sounds like a great topic on Comic Talk today.
I don't think I want to talk about that. Yeah, okay. Longest running superhero comic book series.
Okay, there you go, superhero. That's how they quantify it.
Yep. All right, fair enough. Fine. But it's not the longest running comic. Well, is it? No, wait, it might be. Because 2000 AD, doesn't that come out like weekly or every 2 weeks? So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, Action's been published consistently since 37, I think. Alright, so, fine. It's the longest running comic book, period. Lick my nuts.
Fine. You win.
Hashtag lick my nuts. Hashtag I don't care. Hashtag go F yourself.
Wow. Man, aggressive.
No, I just don't care.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
I'm going to start a new podcast called Go F Yourself.
Jeez.
I'm not really going to do that.
Okay, good. All right, good.
You know what's funny, though? Originally, Therapy Thursday on Comic Talk Today was going to be a podcast of its own with Aaron Bell and myself, in which Aaron Bell got really angry about stuff.
Yeah, I know. And now all of a sudden he's peace and love.
Yeah.
He's like the Ringo Starr of the Nerdy Legion Network. What the hell? I like when there's a little spice to him.
Uh-huh.
But actually, you know what? Okay, my favorite part of Therapy Thursday, the last one with Aaron.
That was not last one, but continue.
Well, wasn't it?
Nope. Oh.
The last one he was on.
Well, yes, but that was not a Therapy Thursday episode.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You can correct me on your show. I'm sorry about what I just said.
No, apology.
The last episode that Aaron Bell was on, Comic Talk Today.
Yep.
My favorite part was hearing that he's loving Marvel enough to purchase 6 to 7 books a month.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of discounted it, but in my head, I'm like, dude, that's a lot of money for somebody who completely gave up on a publisher. Like, kudos to him. I'm like, dang, that way to go. Like, agreed. I'm not doing that. I'm buying, you know, comics that are 6 months old.
I agree.
Because I can't afford to spend the money on the new stuff. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just impressed that, like, he was ready to write off that publisher. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Whatever Marvel's doing has brought somebody back from, I am absolutely not even looking at them, to, let me sort of, they're on my radar now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exciting. It was exciting to hear that. He was Mr. Positive, and I loved it.
Agreed.
And also willing to listen to you explain certain titles to him, and he actually was like, I just bought the trade of that. Yeah, that sounded good. Like, he's open enough, like, that's all I want from any reader, is, like, just be open enough to be like, oh, that Colin Bunn horror comic, he's usually not on my radar. Listening to that, you know, description of his new book, oh, that's on my radar. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was exciting to hear. Very, very cool. Hey, when is this going to be put out?
Probably Wednesday.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, then I'm not going to recommend this to listeners, because I think the sale on Comixology ends Thursday. But I'm going to recommend it to you, good sir.
Okay, recommend it.
Have you ever heard of a writer, Grant Morrison?
Never heard of him. Of course, okay. He's the best.
I know, I'm just joking. On the Boom sale, that ends Thursday. They have his graphic novel, Klaus, on sale for $7.99, which, if you've never read, it is the origin story of Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
But it is Santa Claus as I would almost say a toned down Conan.
Huh.
Oh yeah. It is very action oriented. It's sort of violent. But you also see little inspirations of the original, like, Santa Claus tale.
Interesting.
In there. Yeah. So give it a shot. It's Klaus with a, you know, K.
Sure.
Just look through the preview pages. The art is fantastic. And it's Grant Morrison. So highly recommend. It is $7.99 instead of $17.99. So.
I'm glad you brought that up because I, believe it or not, have not read Klaus.
Oh.
I had ordered a trade of it whenever it was traded, and somehow it never came in, so I had to cancel my order. And so I've never read it.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, look through some of the preview pages. I think you're going to like it. It is like, I'm telling you, he looks like Conan. Like, he's wearing, like, bear pelts. Yeah. Just look at the cover of, like, issue one, and that sort of tells you Grant Morrison's doing a origin of Santa Claus? Sure.
Wait, it is Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think it's even called Santa Claus Year One.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious.
I think it's up your alley.
Oh, wait, never mind. It's on Unlimited.
Oh, shoot. Then, yeah, put that on your queue, son.
All right, let me put this on my queue. How much of it is on Unlimited? Let's find out.
All of it. I'm looking at it right now. You're right.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Issue 1 through 7.
Yep.
Ooh, and you can also look at the pen and ink version of issue 1, which
I like that.
Nice. But I hate to say it, like, I read it because I purposely held on to it for like 6 months. Read it in December. Let's get in the holiday mood, even though I knew it was going to be like Conan-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to say it, there, other than like the last three pages of the last issue, there ain't much of holiday mood. It's very violent. Not over the top, but just, you know, it, like Conan level of violence.
Well, I mean, it is Grant Morrison. It so, is. Would you expect a typical holiday story?
No. No, no, no.
There you go.
But I also don't want you to think that it is over the top, like, crazy amount of, like, no. It's not over the top crazy violent.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Well, I'm glad it's on Unlimited. Yeah, get on that.
All right, I put it on my queue. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, as long as you put it on your radar, that's all I care about. Good deal,
yo. Interesting. All right. I think it's time to wrap this up, Nick.
Yeah.
You've been listening to our San Diego Comic-Con trailer extravaganza brought to you by Angsty Dick. Get more Angsty Dick by calling 1-888-TITANS and get yours today for just $7.99. You can, of course, find Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekvine. The show is at Nerdy Legion. And we will catch you next time on the stage.